Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are without Alice this morning because she's off having a good time at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. She'll be reporting to us from the Fringe actually in a couple of weeks, but we have still got excellent theatre to talk about. And on the line, we have got a slightly isolated dog's Jack Buchanan. Morena, Jack, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you today about a very cool play that A Slightly Isolated Dog is bringing to Bats Theatre from tonight, The Trojan War. This sounds like a really fun, maybe sort of retelling or new telling of an old, old story. Tell us a wee bit about The Trojan War, Jack.
Yeah, so for anyone who knows the work of A Slightly Isolated Dog over the last sort of 6 or 7 years, we've created these retellings of classic tales. Our first one was Don Juan, then we did Jekyll and Hyde, and we performed them all as this outrageously flirtatious and passionate, if slightly inept, French theatre company telling these stories with the audience in an interactive and fun way. And so, yeah, the new one we're tackling is the epic tale of the Trojan War, which, you know, is a massive, massive story, as we've found out over the last month.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, this is quite the, like, you know, touchstone of classic literature to be picking up here, and to be doing it with this Camp French outfit. I want to ask, before we get talking about the Trojan War specifically, I want to ask where this idea of your faux French performers came from originally. How did that come to be?
You know, that's a great question. it was when we first made Don Juan, which I'm aware is predominantly a Spanish folk tale, but yes. the text that we were working off was Molière's version. It was a French playwright. And it was our director, Leo Jean Peters. He wanted to create, you know, theatre that, like, you don't normally see. Theatre that is alive and brings joy and makes the audience feel empowered and sexy. And very quickly, we discovered that a bad French accent allowed you so much freedom to flirt with an audience and to talk in a way that you normally otherwise couldn't. And we found that it's actually very charming when someone comes up to you and says, "Oh my God, you are so beautiful. I've never seen anyone as gorgeous as you in my life." Whereas if I walked up to someone in my regular accent and said that, I might be arrested.
Yeah, so, definitely a different vibe, for sure.
Yeah, so that's sort of where it came from. And so it was this French theatre company telling this French story of Don Juan. And it was so successful and worked so well that we thought, let's see what else we can do with this.
Nice.
And then we created Jekyll and Hyde and now The Trojan War. And yeah, when we perform Jekyll and Hyde, particularly, we get people saying, "So what is this have to do with you being French?" And we say, "Nothing, but don't worry about that."
I quite like that. It's like a play within a play almost. Very meta.
Yeah.
Keeping
absolutely
people on their toes a bit. I have to say, that reminds me of at high school, my French teacher was like, "Think of the fakest French accent you can, and when you're trying to pronounce actual French, do it in that fake French accent, and you'll actually probably end up with quite good pronunciation." And I've always kind of kept that in the back of my brain as like a, huh, useful thing to know. If there's anyone who's actually French out there, you can tell us if that's terribly offensive or not. But it seemed to get through, you know, NCEA for me, so that was useful.
That's a great tip. Yeah, yeah. And when we were sort of starting the shows, we were watching a lot of YouTube videos of French accents, and we sort of arrived at this version of a French accent, which isn't quite accurate, but
no.
But it's consistent within the company, and I think that's what matters. We're
it's
all
canon
from the same region of France.
Yes, exactly. So tell us a bit about how you have tackled the Trojan War, because it is an epic, literally in the truest sense of the word epic. How have you managed to unpack this, pull it apart, and put it back together again?
I mean, first problem is that there's so many versions of the story, right? And it's mythic, and there's lots of disagreement about details and actual events and the order of things. So we started by just going, we'll work from one particular text of the story. And we chose Stephen Fry's text about the Trojan War.
Oh, nice.
He's written a book called Troy. And it's a really wonderful telling of the story. And he beautifully goes off on tangents and explains things that don't really matter but that he finds interesting, and he comes back to the story and the important details, and he sort of brings up when, oh, you know, this is in dispute, these details, but I like this version, so we're going to go with this one.
Nice.
And that sort of suits our style a lot. So we started there, and then we sort of get in the room and we outline the whole thing for ourselves on this bit of butcher paper, which I think stretched across the room about 7 meters long.
Wow.
The key events on that. And then from there, we sort of start going, what's interesting, what's important to us, and sort of beyond just the events of the story, sort of what does it speak to now for us in our everyday lives, and sort of trying to hone in on that sort of thing and the questions that are interesting and relevant for us. And then from there, you sort of, it's easier to select the version of the story you want to tell in terms of what speaks to the things that you're interested in.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really great way of tackling something that's so big, bringing it down to the basics, the things that still resonate. And humour is obviously a really great tool for telling stories that are, you know, getting at quite big things, because it's easier to think about the world when you're also having a laugh at the same time. What can people expect from The Vibe tonight if they're coming along this week to see the play? There's obviously going to be some fabulous accents going on, but what's the energy in the room like?
So the vibe of our shows is always, it's a party. And that's first and foremost what we want to create. You know, you'll be welcomed into the room. We'll throw the doors open. We'll come out into the foyer and greet you, welcome you in, flirt with you, encourage you to buy another drink. And then we'll bring you into the theatre. And, you know, from 15 minutes before the show's begun. And you're part of it as much as you want to be. You know, we'll be out there talking to people, learning your names. And then, yeah, once the show proper starts, there's lots of different ways the audience can be involved. You know, some will get to be involved in scenes and play characters. Maybe you'll be victims of acts of war. but what we always like to stress to people is that it's interactive theatre for people who don't like interactive theatre.
Nice.
So you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. It's all about consent and you having fun. Because, I mean, what's the point in asking an audience member to do something they don't want to do if
exactly.
it's just going to ruin their night?
Exactly, exactly. Well, it sounds like a very joyful time indeed. Jack, thanks for chatting with us about The Trojan War, which opens tonight at the Basement Theatre. And oh no, it doesn't open tonight. I keep saying that. It opens in Wellington tonight at
BATS. Right, yeah.
And you're opening here in Tamaki Makaurau on the 23rd of this month. 23rd to the 27th, so there's time to get your tickets. And then you've got a couple of shows towards the start of September as well, I believe.
That's right. We run at the Basement Theatre for 2 weeks from next Tuesday, and
awesome.
Our second week is there as part of the Fringe Festival.
Oh, brilliant. That's going to be heaps of fun. Well, tickets are from Basement's website. Thank you so much, Jack Buchanan, for chatting about the Trojan War. Best of breaking a leg. I was about to absolutely bring a curse upon you. Break a leg tonight in Wellie, and we'll see you up here very soon.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.